Welcome back to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. Got about 8-9 minutes left in this show. So if you do have any questions, comments, want to get involved in the convo, give us a call, 785-537-1350. And here with Dr. Daniel Thompson with K-State Beef Cattle Institute and College of Veterinary Medicine. And talking over break, I did not realize that we had such a... You talked about celebrities earlier. I didn't realize we had such a celebrity in the studio right now. Tell us why.
We have a little TV show that we started out probably about 8-10 years ago called Doc Talk and Ag AM in Kansas. And if you've ever seen it, it's every Monday morning across the state of Kansas, and then Monday afternoons and Sunday mornings, it's on RFD TV, and it airs nationally. So it's been a lot of fun. It started out as just a 5-minute segment for a production crew over in Topeka that rolled into a 30-minute television show statewide, and then it grew into different media areas such as Kansas City and Oklahoma City and West Texas. And then finally it was picked up nationally to where we're aired on RFD TV on cable every week.
Oh, so where do we get the autographs at? Or where's
the line form? You know, I have had to sign some pretty unique things such as, you know, seed corn caps and I've signed some different things for people, for their parents, for Christmas. Students will bring them into my office and I'll sign them because their mom and dad watch Doc Talk, and it's been amazing. You know, we now we have about 50,000 viewers watch every show live. It's also archived on the web, and we don't pick up how many people TiVo it or whatever you call it, DVR it, but we have around 2 million viewers annually, it's been a lot of fun.
And how many years now?
We've been on RFD for 7 years, and it grew and grew. It started out, you know, we had like 2,000 viewers, and then every year's gotten bigger. But it highlights the agriculture. It highlights veterinary medicine. It is focused on true production parameters. So what we do is we have, if people want to see you know, something about vaccination for their cows or vaccination for their horses, we have different veterinarians on the show, and the people then can highlight different topics, and they can call in and they can write in.
And we do have a caller right now. Caller, you're on In Focus. Go ahead.
I have a comment, a question, and I'd like to stay on until the question is possibly answered. I may have one more. Anyway, you have one of the most intelligent people that you have on your show. You have him on about once a month. Sounds to me like he is very, very astute and schooled in his field. My question is, we are studying anthrax and hoof and mouth and rabies and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And apparently we're going to be doing that same thing at NBAF, and we do it at the BRI, and we work on the hog diseases, and et cetera. We've been studying those things for years. I don't think anything has changed. I know bacteria still grows at the same rate it did 100 years ago. Cockroaches produce, thousands a day. I think we know all those things. Why do we keep spilling money and money and money and infrastructure and buildings up to study these things that we already know about? I'll listen for a minute here, and then I may have a further question.
Well, I appreciate the call and the question, it's one of those things that anthrax, foot and mouth disease, all these bacteria and viruses continually change and evolve. And while we may have an answer 1 year for one strain of a bacteria or one strain of a virus, as new technology comes on board, whether it's a vaccine technology or whether it's a feed additive technology or a new class of compound that might, whether it's an antibiotic or not an antibiotic that might be able to work, you know, we're continually testing these things. And then the other thing we're doing is trying to look at ways to prevent them. You know, I look at diseases and things to that nature, and what we may see in anthrax today, studying anthrax may help us for a future pathogen down the road. The more we understand about how to combat some of these that are found in the soil, found in bones or decaying animals that can be passed from one animal to another, the more that we learn for the next round of disease or evolution of pathogens. So I think it's something that is constant vigilance on our part for human and animal health, for sustainability is vitally important. I can't answer the questions as far as economics surrounding those, but those are some things I would say.
All right. Thanks so much for that call. And also, organisms, they adapt too.
Absolutely.
They adapt to, like you yep. see with Roundup Ready soybeans, for instance, they adapt to pesticides and crops adapt to that. So you got to
yep.
stay on that.
Yep, absolutely. And we see it. And that's been kind of, you know, the focus for the reason, you know, people will be like, well, okay, one of the things that I've learned in my years of practice, I'm a third generation veterinarian. And one of the things that I've learned is that the problems a lot of times that we go through generation to generation are the same. The difference is that it's different people and different cattle going through it. So those are some of the things that we see on a day-to-day basis.
And just for the record, I want to say, you're a pretty smart, astute guy, too.
No.
I wasn't sure who he was talking about, but in case there's any confusion, I just want to say that you're pretty sharp yourself.
Well, Brady, I want to say thank you just for sharing the limelight with me a little bit here.
Glad to do it.
Yeah, that's great.
All right, well, we just got to... maybe a few seconds left. Any parting words?
No, I just tell you what. Thank God for the rain. I really am thankful for Kansas agriculture and the Manhattan area. You know, Manhattan is home to Kansas State University, which is ground zero and central in the land grant institution. We're here to serve the producers, the ranchers, and the stakeholders of the state of Kansas. And we would just appreciate it if you need us to do something. Let us know.
Very good. We'll end on that. Dr. Daniel Thompson, director of the Beef Cattle Institute at Kansas State University. Also, thanks to Superintendent Marvin Wade and school member Carla Hagemeister. Full show will be on demand on newsradiokman.com. We'll see you tomorrow.
Tomorrow, MBAF Director of Partnership Development, Dr. Marty Veneer, to join us. General Perry Wiggins of the Governor's Military Council will also be on the show tomorrow. So, a lot of good stuff there. Royals early today, beginning at 11:30 on K-Man. Clark Howard is next. Good morning.
When you shop at Carpet One of Manhattan, you're among members of the community. Carpet One of Manhattan. K-M-A-N. Manhattan. This is CBS News on the Hour.